This is Lear O'Brien from... Sorry. This is Lear O'Brien from Extended Diploma, Ben. This is just for Ben, Lear. Obviously, we spoke about 3 weeks ago, Lear, just consolidating the research from London, your idea, your initial ideas at the beginning. And now we're just catching up with to make sure that you have got an idea and you're making and you're ready and you're confident. Yeah. And we're here to help you with any sort of issues. If you just want to once recap us on where you were, tell us anything that's helped.
New developments.
Yeah, new developments and changes and where the idea is now.
Okay, so it's kind of changed a little bit from like restriction with birds. It's kind of like developed more into like relationships like with humans and birds instead.
Okay.
Because I think that would just like fit better as well. And I looked at like an artist that like creates like little paper birds because like, I think that would fit in really well.
Did you make it to Jane James?
Oh, yeah, she's got some down there.
Yeah, I didn't.
I've shown Leah, this artist. I was like, you can go and see her for real.
And Annalisa's down there as well.
Yeah, she told me that she works there. I didn't get a chance at the weekend, but I'm planning on going there this weekend.
Yeah. Okay. Right, before we just jump ahead, explain to me why it interests you, the relationship between birds and humans.
I think because, like, I own birds, like, myself. Like, I find it kind of interesting how, like, it's kind of like developed over the years how people have decided to like keep birds as pets and stuff.
Yeah, it's kind of fascinating.
And
use birds and the mythology around birds. Why there's suspicions.
Some people are terrified of
them. Yeah, some people are scared of
feathers.
Because they're cousins to the dinosaurs. But you'll know that because you'll have done the research in birds.
Yeah.
We hope.
So, you know, one person's relationship with birds, you know, so what are you speaking about, bird fans or people, you know, or because obviously if you're saying people's relationship with birds, which people?
People that probably like own birds as well and just like general people that
like them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But is it more of like an education really for people and just to prompt thinking like, oh. We do have quite a...
Yeah, it's kind of like more like thinking about it, like realising that, oh, like we've kept birds for like a really long time and kind of just like realising like the relationship that like humans have with birds.
Mm-hmm. I think the relationship between the bird and the cage is, you know, which humans ultimately put them in, is really interesting as well. Mm-hmm. You know,
it's about looking at it from different perspectives and angles and all the different sort of stories that are around it and experiences. So what are you thinking about making?
So I'm thinking of making like a rib cage that kind of is sort of like a cage, like it's going to be like part rib cage, part cage, like bird cage on the top, and then like the bird, I was thinking of like the bird being inside the rib cage.
I think that's a lovely idea. But then I'm looking at this, and these are lovely. It's great that you've come to this with some samples and maquettes.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm even looking at this and I'm thinking, couldn't you make a bird cage that was a rib cage?
Yeah, that's what Leah's been doing, some designs.
Yeah.
With the materials of what a bird cage is made out of, but in the shape of a human rib cage. Or...
Yeah, these were, like, some designs.
Yeah, fab. I find them lovely. Yeah. They're really exciting.
Love this one.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's funny that you've given them the rib cage. You've turned almost into sort of like, it's almost like sort of circus-y. Like it's kind
folded
of
fabric.
Like, it almost looks like the heavy folds of like, you know, like heavy a roll up, you know, like it definitely.
It's quite hard to describe what you're doing in a two-dimensional way, I think, when you start putting making sense.
I would definitely suggest as you move forward getting hold of cage, getting hold of like bird like gridded wire, chicken wire, start getting all these materials together to start formulating, seeing how they all, because sort of, or even getting bird cages that you can pimp up.
Okay. Yeah.
Or chop up.
Exactly. That's like reconstruct.
Yeah. Okay.
Because you might find that a lot easier because you'll have a base then and something that you can add. You know, because it might be a little bit as Chantal's saying, from 2D to 3D, tricksy.
Does it always translate?
To sort of create, you know, so you might want to go to some secondhand shops and see what, you know, like what old cages, get hold of some cages.
Okay, yeah.
Or like go to pet shops.
Yeah.
Photograph what bird cages are.
Okay.
And again, and this whole thing about, like, you know, how big a bird cage should be for a bird.
Yeah.
Because we spoke about, like, the eagle hunters of Tibet.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And obviously an eagle is, like, this big.
Yeah.
Your budgie is, like, this big. It's sort of like, you know, how big does this thing need to be? Depends on kind of, like, the size of the birds that you ultimately want to house in there. Because there's something about the realism is going to be a little bit more important for your project in order to communicate those messages.
I think when you're doing your rationale and your proposal, put in that you want to be ambiguous, that you want the viewer to make, you know, that you want the viewer to almost come to their own conclusion.
Yeah.
Because what you're... by using cages and birds, there's such a metaphor on so many different things. So you really can pull in the audience that, you know, someone might come along and get, oh, it's about a relationship between humans and birds. But someone else might come along and be like, it's a metaphor for being trapped in a situation and about freedoms and stuff. So, you know, if you intend, if you put into your rationale or your proposal that you're intending it to be quite open-ended, you're kind of covering yourself, you know.
Okay.
You're being quite clever then.
Yeah. Okay.
And I would definitely go up to Le Cain's and go and take some photos of the birds in the cages there, because there's a very, very sad parrot that's in a small cage that's ripped most of its feathers out.
Oh yeah, I've seen that one.
So you know, I'm hoping in your research you're showing
like
the
impact,
the impact of cages on animals,
and how they clip their wings to keep them, and there's also aviaries that you can have,
and also the dichotomy of protecting an animal for its own good, but at the same time putting it into slavery. You know, it's like, I'm very uncomfortable with birds in cages. Really uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I know they're a necessity, but I just find them really uncomfortable. And have you ever heard of Maya Angelou?
Yeah, I did some.
Oh, good, good. Because obviously her very famous book. So, no, fab. I think visually you seem to be naturally coming to a really lovely conclusion.
Okay. Yeah.
Absolutely.
This week, possibly focus on the birds.
Yes.
Because they are the main thing.
Yes.
Yeah, they are.
Really. The cage is a means to the end. But these birds need to be refined and refined and refined and refined.
Yes,
Leah. Have you looked at the budgies that they used to use in the mines?
The canaries.
Yeah, I was going to do a little bit of research.
Because this reminds me of, like, you're using the bird's lungs to detect safety, and if they die, then...
Well,
you
even spoke about, like,
down there.
The symbolism of having birds in a rib cage could be representative of the lungs and
that's
organs and stuff.
Yeah.
People will interpret this in lots of different ways. You have very little control over that. What you do have control over is how well these are constructed.
Yeah, Leah, I'm kind of because I know that you're actually very skilled and really capable. I would really, I think you've got your idea. I think it's really solid. I think as long as you document that it's fairly ambiguous as well, and that you cover all these different threads within your sketchbook about birds and cages and that, because that is the context of the relationship then. You are actually doing that. But you can make some very, very beautiful birds. I know that. And I think the more you've got, the more you can play with the claustrophobia in a cage.
Okay.
For sure.
Yeah.
But these are really brilliant starts. This is lovely.
So, have you identified any birds that you particularly think are?
Well, I'm kind of keen on, like, sticking with, like, the budgies, because I feel like it would be more personal to me, since, like, I own budgies, and I feel like it would make more sense if I went with budgies.
Well, you could actually copy them from real life.
Yeah.
Have you done any drawings from them in real life?
Yeah.
Good. So you could actually have a go at maybe modelling, you know, like, and catching some of their different movements in front of the cage.
Okay.
You know, maybe get one to take a photo of you doing it.
Yeah.
You know, it's evidence that you're in front of it.
My only question to you, do you think that that communicates the messages about people's relationships with birds?
I think it kind of does, because, like, people have budgies as pets.
Do they? I don't.
Well, I know like a few people that have Bodgies' parts. Like I've got friends that have Bodgies' parts. Okay. And isn't there like a first year that's got Bodgies' parts?
Yeah,
same name.
They have pickles too.
And the same colours.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Which was uncanny.
Yeah.
Yeah, and again, you can talk to people, bird lovers.
Mm-hmm.
Bird lovers, go, as sort of said, go to the pet shops, you know, because they're the ones that can have that, just that extra more information on bird keeping, and can, you know, you could probably ask them what type of people, is there a type that buys birds?
Yeah,
you could actually profile, you know, again with that question mark from Chantelle, it's like you could actually spend the time to sort of profile people that buy birds.
Okay,
you know, because I know that people that then do keep birds are really into it.
Okay.
You know, like a tropical fish almost, isn't it? Mm-hmm. It's that real kind of
connoisseur,
enthusiast.
Yeah.
But I would also sort of like reconsider about maybe broadening out the type of birds that you're depicting because of the sort of storytelling aspect of what you're trying to do here. Like having a canary in there, having a magpie in there, having a golden eagle in there. Things that are not domestic, okay, in our understanding of domestic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because in other countries, a golden eagle is kind of their pet.
Yes.
Is their equivalent of a budgie.
Or on their flag. Celebrated.
So don't be too fixed on that just yet. This is my cautionary bit.
Yeah, have a go at making some different types of birds. And see which ones are more successful.
Yeah.
And again, different positions, Leah. I'd love to see ones trying to unfurl their wings or maybe in a bit more of a state of distress.
Yeah.
We talk about characteristics.
Looks very placid.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm happy in my cage. Hello. You know, and yours are because they're domesticated. But, you know, ones that aren't domesticated suddenly thrown into a cage, I imagine there's a lot of flapping and restriction and feathers and
but particularly with wild birds, they do have sort of like quirks and positions that get into, like we spoke about magpies and they sort of stick their tails up in the air, don't they? They're quite sort of dynamic.
Seagulls with their worm stamping, you know, little stuff like Pete. And again, you can have fun with this because because this is what I think your key is. Keep it ambiguous. Like, talk about that you want the viewer to make their own conclusion, that you're merely just putting the key elements near each other, and that's your point, because that's the juxtaposition that we're like freedom versus slavery. It's there we are as a metaphor in a bird, because we'll all come away with our own feelings of that. And then you can then just get really into making something beautiful.
Cool.
What about colour?
I'm
kind of feeling at this point, like, I think we should discuss it further along, but at this point, no colour, like the newspaper and...
Well, we spoke about that woman in Jane's shop and how she makes her birds, and you've started doing your washes.
Yeah, I've done a few.
You have to do that as an experiment.
Yeah. I was going to plan on doing that.
Oh, well, then totally. Yeah. You know, but even like, you know, like getting some like books and using lyrics and words about books about slavery. Freedom. And paper mache with thin strips of text. You know, because then there's, you could get a message coming off it and it could look super cute.
So.
Is this your proposal?
Yeah, it is.
Ta. Thank you very much. Cool. Okay.
Thanks, Leah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Just another quick one before you go. I've noticed some odd sort of scales going on.
Yeah.
Just in comparison. Tiny, tiny rib cage, you know, big bird there.
Massive feathers.
Play around with, like, you know, like, have a go also, tiny feathers, tiny birds, bigger birds, tiny cages, bigger cages.
Yeah.
It'd be good if you could make the birds the actual size of the birds.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'll do that.
All right, love.
Okay.
Thank you. Could you send up Charlotte, please?
Yes. Yeah.